WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan Rotary Club is again preparing to display 1,000 American flags during the week of Veterans Day at Veterans Park. Rotarian Bunny Pratt says there's still time to financially support the Field of Valor, and she's looking for volunteers to guide a record 1,400 fifth graders through the display and the Veterans Memorials.
I'm really looking for some retired teachers that might have a couple hours during Veterans Week to help with our field trips. And they can contact me directly at bunny@bcins.net or by calling me at 979-694-6900.
You're also invited to the Rotary Club's luncheon on November 12th at Veterans Park. The guest speaker is the Dean of the Bush School, Ryan Crocker. Details are online at bryan-rotary.org. Numbers were up at this year's Brazos Valley Fair, the first time it was held in mid-October. Among the reasons, according to Senior Manager Fiona Meyer, was an increase in the number of volunteer groups from 6 to 17.
And with that, we don't have to hire as many people because our volunteers come out. And we have a huge giving back program to nonprofit groups where if they come with their nonprofit group and wear their shirt and promote their group, we donate money back to those groups for helping us.
Total attendance was up 2,300 from last year to just over 18,000. Financially, Meyer expects the fair to be in the black. Three drivers sustained minor injuries in a crash that closed Highway 30 at the Brazos-Grimes County line for more than 2 hours Friday afternoon. DPS troopers were told a westbound car driven by 29-year-old Woodrow Harmeyer of Bedise rear-ended a pickup, then struck a second truck. Only Harmeyer requested medical treatment. Troopers say after being treated for a back injury, Harmeyer was arrested for his second DWI and was taken to the Brazos County Jail. A shooting Friday night east of College Station near the Navasota River landed one man in the emergency room and another man in jail. 67-year-old John Wesley Vaughn was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Brazos County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says there's been an ongoing feud between Vaughn and 42-year-old Chad Glassoff.
Glassoff was talking to Mr. Vaughn about what he was doing, and there's something about trying to locate survey stakes or markers on the ground, and it evolved from that into a verbal argument.
Glassoff was treated for two gunshot wounds and released. At least five shots were fired, and a handgun was recovered from Vaughn's home. According to the arrest report, Vaughn told investigators he opened fire after seeing Glassoff inside of his truck, pointing something at him. Two kayakers were stranded for two nights recently on the Brazos River in Robertson County. The Parks and Wildlife Department says they were contacted by the sheriff's office. A game warden and a deputy checked a small section of the river that ran along the backside of a ranch. After hitting the horn of their patrol truck three times, the kayakers responded from across the river. That was followed by a rescue that included a climb up the riverbank and going through the woods. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's 7:12. Brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Sunshine today, along with a few passing clouds. Breezy and warm for late October. Highs around 85. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 65. Clouds and some sunshine tomorrow, with highs very close to 85 during the afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Cloudiness is now forecast to linger across the region Wednesday. There may even be a few showers. Highs Wednesday closer to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up at sports, going to be talking some high school football from Friday night, NFL football from yesterday, as well as a few college things, even though the Aggies weren't in action on Saturday, as well as World Series stuff. Madison Bumgarner was on his A game last night for the Giants, and I'll tell you when they're going to be playing next. All that more coming up in sports.
I mean, that was almost boring to watch.
I didn't watch a whole heck of a lot of it, but yeah, he's really good. He's only 25.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I watched a little of it, and I was just going, no, this is not compelling tonight. This is not gonna work. I do kind of like the technology. They had Hunter Windelstadt, the home plate umpire, mic'd up last night.
And oh, yeah?
Hearing a little bit of that stuff, a little inside stuff, kind of fun. Because he's a talker, apparently. He used to chat up the
I'm sure he couldn't play everything.
That's probably right. And by the way, how about those Atlanta Falcons getting on an airplane, going all the way over to London and choking yesterday? Man, what? Lost 21. I mean, they gave up 21 points and lost? Wow.
Yeah, something like that. What was it? 22-21 was the final score.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Sorry about that. And how many more times do we have to look at the Pittsburgh throwback jerseys? We just agree they're really so ugly you don't want to look at them?
I think that they embrace the ugliness. I don't know why else they would wear them all the time. I don't know of that many teams that actually wear throwback jerseys.
Bumblebees. But, yeah, they look like bumblebees.
They wear them every single year. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Anyhow.
They played good in them, though.
Yeah, apparently so. Just, it was a different look, that's for sure. I know I'd seen it before, but nonetheless. And let's see what the two College Station high schools played over the weekend. That was kind of a thriller, wasn't it?
No, yeah. Quite.
Thankfully, we have the website where we can check on other scores. I happen to be in another city watching my son's team play, and so following up on that was a stunning comeback by College Station High School.
Yeah, they were down 17-0 to begin it in the first quarter, and then they were down by 14 points later on.
Wow, interesting. So that's good. Well, you know, a few rivalries, kind of like the idea of everybody being in a situation where they can kind of drive over and see the game and then go home. You know, it's not not a lot of traveling. That's probably good. Safety precautions that we take for granted, unheard of not that long ago. For example, cars didn't even have to have seat belts until 1968. And even then, nobody was required to use them until the 1980s, insurance industry. Child care seats were not required until the 1980s either. And old school playgrounds, remember, cushioned with asphalt. They were. And you know what? Back in the day, metal was all we had. So you know what? If it was hot, it was just... Hey,
it was hot.
That's right. That's all there was to it.
Good calluses on your hands.
And there was welding, so, you know, there were some sharp corners, too. So, now.
Back in the day when the boys were...
Boys and men. We walked to school 2 miles uphill both ways. But now our playground's too safe. I mean... What's your thought there?
Like, does it take away the fun?
Well,
of possibly hurting yourself.
Yeah, well,
should we go ahead and get rid of those stop signs on buses so kids learn to cross the street properly?
Oh. No, wait a minute.
You know, the Texas, and this is another thing too. I know I'm getting off topic a little bit, but
well, excuse me.
Sorry.
That's clearly a topical show.
You know it.
Well, yeah. The Texas A&M buses, you don't technically have to stop.
But, no, you don't.
But I like to stop because it doesn't matter which way you're coming from, there's people that are going to be blocked from the view.
Because
if the students go around the back end of the bus, obviously the people that are coming from the right side see, but the people from the other side aren't going to see until you walk out.
Then they need to wait until that bus goes away so they can see to cross the street.
Oh, Patrick, just stop it. I'm too busy looking at my device. I don't have time to do that.
And while you're looking for that pedestrian to cross, a bicyclist is going to hit you from behind.
Yeah. Now, that's the other thing, though. And... I mean, how many times in a week does somebody try to be nice, but by doing so, they don't follow the rules of the road?
I can't stand it. Follow the rules. You don't need to do me any favors. You do me a favor if you do what I expect you to do.
Or you get that awkward when you're at a four-way stop and the other person's just sitting there waiting for you to go first.
Yeah. Okay, well, then you look down.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. I look away because a long time ago I heard don't wave people on if they get into an accident and they say they told me to go, you could be liable. No, and I don't exactly even want to begin to get into that situation. Yeah. I just look away.
Yeah. I mean, the only condition where I kind of let somebody in is if we're in a long line of traffic, and obviously I'm not going to make the green, then it's okay. I don't mind you know, letting somebody get in.
And they better sure as heck wave to you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They better do that. But this whole idea about it, you're being the right of way, you go, oh, no, you come on in. No, no. Or if there's not two and a half car widths for them to be able to turn into a parking lot, then they don't want to do it.
And there's not much you can do about it. But if there's a few lanes and you're at a four-way stop, one car's already stopped, you pull up, and while that car is going, another car does this little boulevard stop and rolls through with that other car. Oh,
you're on them.
I'm steamed.
And then you play that strange dance they have of pressing the brake on and off.
Well, but actually, Patrick, though, you have to consider that you're light years behind a former member of the news department who really didn't take much to just punch him and he'd get started on that stuff. But it's true. There are so many people who have other things to do while they're driving that they just don't drive very well.
And someone out there saying, weren't we talking about safe playgrounds?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right, yeah, so. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Did you know that today a parent can be arrested for leaving a child unattended before the 1980s? I mean, that's, you know, amazing that happens. Jarts. Do you remember jarts?
Lawn darts?
Yeah. This is a game played with weighted spears in your own backyard. Seemed like fun, but jarts were banned in 1988 after 6,700 emergency room visits. Well, dang. And child-resistant packaging wasn't legally required until the end of 1970 when President Nixon signed the Poison Prevention Package Act. Before that, even toddlers could open up cans of anything from prescription drugs to Drano. Now it's difficult to do that.
It's difficult for adults to do.
Yes, that's what I mean. In the 1950s, chemistry sets were all the rage. The early Gilbert chemistry set had 56 chemicals like ammonium nitrate, which is, I mean, they make bombs out of that.
Wow.
And poisonous and flammable other things. The Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976 put an end to that.
Now we just have dry ice bombs and
things like that.
Other things to blow up.
Man in Florida allegedly stabbed his nephew during a fight over a pork chop. Billy Wall, he's 61, of Fellsmere, allegedly told cops that he was forced to stab his nephew in the stomach after a dinnertime fight. The pair apparently arguing over the number of pork chops each person should be allowed to eat.
I want that recipe.
Man, yeah. They're that good? Billy claims that he got one chop while Charlie ate three, leaving none for Billy's girlfriend. Oh, there's a woman involved. He's in there fighting for shit. He's being chivalrous. Anyway, underwent emergency surgery. He's okay. Cops found Wall at the neighbor's house, changing out of his clothes. Let me borrow your bathroom. I need to get out of these blood-soaked clothes. Would that be okay? Could I just do that for you? All right, let's see what else we got going on this morning. Oh, so every year, U.S. Americans have their personal information stolen. We've never done this story before, but it's been a month since we did it, so we need to remind you. Things that you ought to do to keep the bad guys at bay. First of all, when it comes to snail mail, having a locking mailbox is not a bad idea, you know, if you want to do that. If you think people are going to, if you're in the kind of neighborhood where people might rummage through your mail. But let's do the other stuff. Using strong passwords. You should be close to random, if at all possible. And they should be different for each website. Oh, yes, sure they should. It's all I can do to remember, like, two passwords.
I've changed my opinion on this, too.
Okay, well, let's hear your opinion since you're a techie expert.
There's something called entropy.
Okay.
And the longer your password is, the more secure it is.
Okay.
Because the idea is that you could have, it could be a literary quote, easily searchable on the internet, but once it hits, you know, 15, 20 characters, there is a lot of time and effort, computing power necessary to guess that.
More variables, yeah.
Right. So it, where I said, you know, have a bunch of crazy characters, if you make it a certain length, I'd say 12-plus characters, that's pretty safe. And you can probably remember it more easily.
Well, there's a lot of sites, too. You have to have it at a certain length before they'll allow you to.
And some will make, yeah, some will make you put in the crazy characters. You can't help that. But
right.
Entropy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Splash Data, of course, reports that the most popular passwords in 2013 were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and password.
That just ruins Patrick's day when you hear stuff like that.
See, that's the I mean, you can discuss all this stuff you want to, but you got to remember we got stupid people out there.
The stupid people.
Secure your Wi-Fi. Make sure it's encrypted and password protected. Change the name of your wireless network to something nondescript like, it suggests here, Brand Muffin.
FBI surveillance van.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
That's good. I like that. Then you turn the network name broadcasting off to keep anybody from selecting your network, because there'll be a drop-down menu, which you can do because it'll, you know, your device will show available networks, and it's out there. I like the Brand Muffin. The FBI thing is good. People look there, oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're not going to get close to that one, that's for sure.
Every Monday is Salmon Day at Fred and Fred's Seafood Market. Every Monday, get up to 10% off fresh Atlantic, King, and Sockeye salmon. They'll even season it all, so all you have to do is pop it in the oven. Do something different for dinner. Stop by Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College and Bryan, next to the Farm Patch. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Like Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on Facebook for specials and recipes. Aggie-owned and operated.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor of the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
Hello, I'm Mike Sutherland, and I'm running for Bryan City Council. According to the Eagle, my opponent says he has no ties to the mayor, yet he received over $29,000 in donations and contributions from the mayor's close friends and current council members. My opponent was not only bankrolled by the mayor, he was handpicked by the mayor. He cannot be an independent representative for you. I'm the only independent voice in this race. If you want to end favoritism and bring citizen-focused government to Bryan, vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Paid for by the Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 725. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Warm and kind of windy today, as a matter of fact. 85 for a high today, but winds out of the south, 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, 66 is our low. About the same thing for tomorrow without as much wind, 85 or so, 65 tomorrow night. Then, on Wednesday, high of 80 and a 40% chance of showers, 30% chance of rain on Wednesday night. It gets a little cooler at about 60 degrees, and we'll do 80 and probably 59 on Thursday. Right now, the winds are out of the southwest at 3, 90% relative humidity, fair skies. We're looking at 62.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Some of the terrorists still housed at Club Gitmo have begun a protest over what they call a violation of their religion. Prison officials have instituted a policy of using female prison guards to move them around. The protest is really severe. Some of these high-value detainees are refusing to meet with their Pentagon-appointed defense lawyers until they get their way. Now, the terrorists claim to be devout Muslims. They say their religious beliefs prohibit physical contact with women not related to them. Unless, of course, that contact includes blowing them up or forcing them to die on hijacked airplanes or stoning them to death for following a religion other than Islam. These guys who demand no physical contact with non-related women are the same guys who tell their followers that they'll get 70 virgins in heaven as a reward for their terrorism. Non-related virgins, presumably. Now, among those protesting is none other than Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the 9/11 attack. His Pentagon-appointed lawyer says they aren't demanding anything new. They just want to go back to how it was when his client's religious objections to non-related women were accommodated. You know, we bend over backwards to accommodate, respect, and treat these terrorists with politically correct behavior, while their buddies continue beheading, suicide bombings, and other outrageous attacks on the West. Maybe it's time we stop accommodating their evil. Maybe.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-607-8197 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-607-8197. That's 800-607-8197. Again, 800-607-8197.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A motorcyclist is hospitalized and College Station police arrested a Spring man on charges of leaving the scene of a drunk driving crash. The motorcyclist suffered a broken clavicle after he was knocked off his bike Sunday morning just after 2 a.m. on College Avenue north of University. The other driver, 37-year-old Benjamin Conrad, was arrested for intoxication assault, failing to stop and render aid, and unlawfully carrying a handgun. An ongoing feud between neighbors led to gunfire. This was Friday night east of College Station near the Navasota River. 42-year-old Chad Glasshoff was shot in the left shoulder and the right hand. 67-year-old John Wesley Vaughn was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Brazos County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says it's not the first time he's dealt with Vaughn.
So I'm suspecting, this is just personal speculation, that Vaughn got agitated and started yelling at Glasshoff. Glasshoff most likely probably started yelling back. But when Vaughn produced the gun, I think Glasshoff realized it had escalated. It rolled the windows up on his truck and was in his truck when Vaughn started shooting.
After firing at least five shots, Vaughn ordered Glasshoff out of his truck, made him lie on the ground, and pointed the handgun at his head. Glasshoff says he crawled away into the woods and called a neighbor who drove him to the emergency room where he was treated and released. Traffic on Highway 30 near the Brazos-Grimes County line was blocked for more than 2 hours Friday afternoon following a three-vehicle crash. DPS troopers were told as traffic was slowing down to get around a vehicle parked on the shoulder with a flat tire, a westbound car driven by 29-year-old Woodrow Harmeyer of Bedice rear-ended a pickup, then struck a second truck. The drivers of the two trucks refused medical treatment at the scene. Harmeyer was transported to College Station Medical Center for treatment of a back injury, then was arrested for his second DWI and was taken to the Brazos County Jail. According to the arrest report, troopers found inside Harmeyer's car two 40-ounce bottles of beer that were still cold to the touch. College Station police received seven reports of tire slashings in the parking lot at Cinemark. Victims reported the criminal mischief following the late shows Saturday between 1 and 3 a.m. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has recapped the recent rescue of two kayakers stranded in Robertson County along the Brazos River. The victims had gone 2 nights without food or water, and their cell phone went dead while talking with 911. While waiting for a helicopter to do an overhead search, a game warden and a sheriff's deputy checked out a stretch of the river that ran along the backside of a ranch. To their surprise, after they hit the horn of their patrol truck 3 times, they heard a response from directly across the river. The kayakers made it out after what authorities called a challenging climb up the riverbank and going through the woods. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey has announced a public forum for next year's tuition and fee plans. It will be held Tuesday afternoon at 2 in Rudder Tower. Students, employees, and the public are invited to participate. There will be no web stream of the presentation. Motorists on FM 2818 in College Station have another couple of days of navigating construction at Holloman. The city reports the contractor was not able to finish the work last week as scheduled. Numbers were up at this year's Brazos Valley Fair, the first time it was held in mid-October. Among the reasons, according to senior manager Fiona Meyer, was an increase in the number of volunteer groups from 6 to 17.
And with that, we don't have to hire as many people because our volunteers come out. And we have a huge giving back program to nonprofit groups where if they come with their nonprofit group and wear their shirt and promote their group, we donate money back to those groups for helping us.
Total attendance was up 2,300 from last year to just over 18,000. Financially, Meyer expects the fair to be in the black. This is the third year for the Bryan Rotary Club's Field of Valor. 1,000 American flags will be on display the week of Veterans Day at Veterans Park.
So we set this up to serve, honor, and educate, we call it. We raise funds for $30 a flag. You can tag it for a loved one or a friend, and then we use those funds to support charities in and around our community.
Rotarian Bunny Pratt says in addition to sponsoring the flag, everyone who visits the field is being asked to share on social media by using the hashtag FOV.
Share why they're there, who they're honoring, what they think about it. We want some feedback from the community.
Online at bryan-rotary.org, you can sponsor a flag and make a reservation for their November 12th luncheon at Veterans Park, where the guest speaker is the dean of the Bush School, Ryan Crocker. Volunteer tour guides are also being recruited to lead nearly 1,400 fifth graders through the flags and the veterans memorials. Flying the flags in Denton has one business owner in trouble with the city. Andre Frenchie Rialt was ordered to fly only 3 of his 24 American flags or get a city permit. Rialt, who spent 20 years in the Air Force, says the flags have special meaning to him and all veterans.
When the flag is flying and they're standing there and saluting, you say, you know what, there's something about this that you want to protect, and you want to be able to protect the right for people to fly their flag.
He has a December court date to fight his citation, and an online petition to save the flags has more than 200 supporters. Tuesday morning, rocker Phil Collins will be at the Alamo. Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson says Collins will be dropping off crates of what's considered to be the biggest and best collection of Alamo artifacts ever assembled. That includes the fringed leather pouch that Davy Crockett used to carry his musket balls the day he fell at the Alamo. The collection also includes one of four remaining rifles owned by Crockett, Jim Bowie's legendary knife, and letters from William B. Travis. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jiu-jitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor, because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill in how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA, BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Good morning, it's 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Dry conditions will persist through the region for the first half of the work week. Today, sunshine, a few clouds will pop up, a little breezy later today, warm 85, becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 65. Clouds give way to occasional sun. Tomorrow, it's still warm, highs near 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, lows near 65. We may get a little bit of shower activity here by late Wednesday, highs on Wednesday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, of course, some high school football scores from the weekend, as well as some all things Aggies. Of course, the Aggie football team was not in action this weekend, but a lot of other sports, a lot of other good sports. And I'll tell you just how well they did, as well as talking some World Series between the Giants and the Royals. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. All right, so there's an ambitious project lifting the spirits of those living on the streets in Brisbane, Australia. That's right, the country's first mobile laundry service to give homeless access to washing and drying facilities.
It was a spectacular build.
Yeah?
They hollowed out a van. They put the equipment in there. It was a pretty neat build.
Orange Sky Mobile Laundry hoped to achieve three things: restore respect, raise health standards, and reduce strain on resources. I guess they do it for nothing?
Apparently.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm sure they got donations elsewhere, but...
Yeah. Or they can just... or probably the homeless people have their near-field communication, so they're able to just tap the device inside the laundromat there to be able to do that. Okay.
Well, and I'm not saying this tongue-in-cheek, but the homeless people need at least another pair of clothes.
Oh, there's not any doubt. I mean, there's not...
So that they can wash... Yeah. Well,
so do they have a barrel with straps on that they wear while they're getting their clothes washed? Is that how that works? It's kind of cool. During the second expedition to Antarctica, British explorer Robert Scott and most of his team died from overexposure of the elements. Over 100 years after their deaths, an artifact from his journey has surfaced. New Zealand Antarctic Heritage reports that they have found a notebook which tracked his last Tierra Nova expedition. The notebook belonged to a surgeon, photographer, and zoologist named George Murray Levick, who accompanied him. Now, I don't know if the ice melted and that's the receipt. That would be a good reason for global warming, right, that they were able to find that. Excuse me, for climate change. Let's use the proper words here.
Early correct. There's
yeah, exactly. Early Friday morning, Corey Pearson, in a stolen golf cart, stopped in front of a residence to begin ramming the golf cart into the rear of a parked car. Angry golfers. Witnesses called police, gave a good direction of travel and description as Pearson fled the scene. Well, yeah, it's a golf cart that's all banged up on the front. How difficult would that be? California Highway Patrol. Wonder if it was Chips. You think Ponch and what's his name were out there after it? Anyway, officers began looking for the golf cart, spotted it, as a matter of fact, entering the southbound lane of a busy highway. The CHIPS officers positioned their patrol vehicles behind the golf cart with emergency lights and sirens on.
Oh, man.
This is a new slow-speed chase, isn't it?
It's worse than
OJ.
OJ, yeah.
Yeah, Pearson attempted to evade the officers at speeds of in excess of 10 miles an hour. After several attempts to evade the police, again, at 10 miles an hour, he eventually hopped out of the golf cart and ran. Police caught him.
Well, at what point does one of the cop cars not pull up ahead of him and just stop?
Well, people could get hurt.
Or why didn't somebody just get out and run after him?
People could get hurt. For years, the lore has been that Neil Diamond's 1969 song Sweet Caroline was an ode to the then young daughter of late President John F. Kennedy and his wife Jacqueline. Neil Diamond goes, nah. Says I was writing a song and I needed a three-syllable name.
Classic Neil.
Dadgum. Aside from that, it was a great story.
Who's crackling Rosie then?
Yeah, well, I don't know. He hasn't told all his stories, but you know he's still got some stories.
Two-syllable.
Speaking of stories, we've got later on today some stories about Billy Joel. He's apparently Billy Joel and Mick Fleetwood are writing memoirs. Fleetwood's is going to be amazing, I guarantee. They were wild and crazy. Anyway, do that in a little while. But right now, I think on Friday, they came out with a group of 25 maps that define America. And some of them we've talked about before, and they came from different sources. But, for instance, they polled the states to find the most popular vehicle, okay? The top-selling vehicle by state. And in all but 13 states, it was one vehicle. That was the Ford F-Series pickup truck.
Holla.
Yeah, there you go. Two other states had pickup trucks as well. Chevy Silverado, that was Maine and Indiana. So, I mean, consider that that's 35 states where the pickup truck is the number one selling vehicle. which I found pretty interesting.
Yeah, I see, up north, if you're going to the Northeast and things like that, I wouldn't expect people to have that.
That's but Maine, in fact, has the Chevy Silverado is their number one vehicle, which again is kind of unusual. The streets are narrower, the cars are smaller, there's more people, they don't know how to drive. I mean, all of that stuff.
Well, Maine's got some backcountry, I guess. I'm thinking like the big cities, like New York.
Sure, that's exactly right. It's harder to get around. The most common cause of death in each state, besides heart attack and cancer. In Texas, it's strokes.
Huh. Really?
In Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado, it's accidents.
It would be accidents in Florida. I can imagine that one.
Okay, and I guess maybe skiing accidents I think of in Colorado. But, you know, when you start talking about Mississippi and Alabama and accidents, I'm thinking there's got to be gunfire involved. I mean, I'm not sure, but would think so.
It's interesting. I'm looking at the map. Respiratory diseases are pretty much north of Oklahoma and north.
Well, consider what they did up there for years. I mean, that's the Rust Belt that you're looking at up there. There's a lot of junk up in the air when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Very interesting.
Most popular boys' names in each state through 2013. In Texas and in California and in New York, it's Jacob. In all three of those states, three of the most populous states, it's Jacob. For girls, it's the same in those three states. In California, Texas, and New York, it's Sophia.
Really?
Yeah, and Sophia is actually number one in Arizona and New Mexico as well, so a little interesting. Now, as far as some of the other stuff that's, you know, we talked about before, I think dog and cat states, and Texas, of course, is a dog state. Matter of fact, Texas and all of the adjacent states are. The Dallas Cowboys are the most popular pro football team in almost all of Texas. All of Arkansas, all of Oklahoma, and all of New Mexico. There's this little about 10-county area that's the Texans. But again, when you consider they were America's team for so long,
probably if the Oilers were still around, how would that map look different?
Exactly right. Most popular TV show set in each state, obviously. In Texas, it's Dallas.
Uh-huh.
In California, it's Arrested Development. You draw your own conclusions. The most commonly spoken language in each state besides English and Spanish. Do you know?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah. In Texas, it's Vietnamese.
Uh-huh.
Now, I guess I understand that because if you go to the Texas Gulf Coast, there's a tremendous Vietnamese group there. In Oklahoma, it's Vietnamese. In Nebraska, it's Vietnamese. I don't know.
That kind of surprises me, really.
Well,
I mean, I know that there's, of course, I'm not really from around that region down near, you know, the coast and things like that. Well, Dat Nguyen, great Texas A&M Aggie of Vietnamese heritage. He was born in Arkansas, I think.
Yep.
And then moved down to the coast.
Well, let me tell you, I spent 4 years in the Golden Triangle, and it's, you know, it doesn't surprise me. And, you know, if you tune across your AM radio when you're in Houston, I think you'll find two Vietnamese language stations there, as a matter of fact.
Interesting.
This one kind of unusual. The second largest religion in each state. The second largest religion. Now, Christianity is first in each state. The second largest religion in the state of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, North and South Dakota, Islam.
I figured that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, it's 10 till. It's 10 till.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Mike Sutherland, and I'm running for Bryan City Council. Over my previous two terms, I developed a reputation for asking the tough questions. By asking those questions, I saved BISD over $500,000 and the city millions. I will continue to ask the tough questions because when you elect me, you're electing an independent thinker who will champion your issues and will help Bryan save even more without compromising the integrity of the office. Please vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's a well-known phrase in traditional marriage vows that refers to a man and a woman becoming one flesh. But becoming one flesh can be a struggle when your marriage happens later in life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Latecomers to marriage often face unique difficulties. After living on their own for years, older individuals may have built a career and purchased their own home. They're used to their routine. They likely have an established group of friends and activities that fill their social calendar. But once they marry, priorities will shift. For some couples, learning to compromise with a new spouse can be more of a struggle than they might have expected. If you're entering marriage later in life, you and your spouse will have to learn to be intentional about getting on the same page. It's hard enough when you marry young in life. Start by realizing you have to go into this situation with your eyes wide open. If you're aware of some of the challenges you'll face, you're ahead of the game. Take some time to discuss how your careers and personal interests can blend in a way that satisfies you both and enriches your relationship. There's no question that marrying later in life can have its difficulties, but it can also bring a new sense of meaning and richness to your life. You just have to be prepared to do the hard work to make it happen. If you need help getting your marriage off to a good start, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. It's 7:53. High school football report from Friday night. The first annual Battle of the South Side between the A&M Consolidated Tigers and College Station Cougars came down to the wire.
This is an 18-yard field goal attempt with 29 seconds. Good snap, good hold, the kick is good, and the Cougars roar into the lead.
Sophomore place kicker Ryan Bowersox nailed an 18-yard field goal with 25 seconds left to push College Station past Consol 34-31. The Cougars scored 17 unanswered points to rally for the win. Elsewhere, Bryan thumped Caney Creek 55-17 on homecoming night to clinch a playoff spot. The Rutter Rangers fell to Huntsville 34-10, and the Navasota Rattlers dismantled Houston Fur 85-0 to also clinch a playoff berth. A&M volleyball had a good weekend, knocking off Georgia Friday and then using a balanced offensive attack for a stunning four-set victory over 16th-ranked Kentucky yesterday. A&M will hit the road this weekend, taking on Alabama Halloween night in Tuscaloosa and facing Missouri on Sunday, November 2nd in Columbia. 8th-ranked Aggie Soccer split the weekend, edging Arkansas 2-1 Friday night in Fayetteville and then playing to a 2-2 draw with South Carolina yesterday. The Aggies actually led the Gamecocks 2-1 until the last minute of the match. The ladies play Georgia Thursday night at Ellis Field at 7 o'clock. If they win, the Maroon and White can lay claim to the outright SEC Conference title. The Giants and Royals met in San Francisco last night for Game 5 of the World Series.
The 0-2. Fly ball into left. That ball might drop. It is down. Another run. It's 5-0 Giants on top.
Brandon Crawford had a big night, driving in three runs as the Giants shut out the Royals 5-0 to take a 3-2 lead in the series. Lefty Madison Bumgarner tossed a four-hitter for San Fran. His skipper, Bruce Bochy, said he didn't expect anything less.
Am I surprised? No. I mean, this guy, he's a special kid, talent. We saw this in 2010, and, he's pitched so many big games for us. And in fact, I would have to say, one of the biggest games was in Pittsburgh, and he came through there for us. So, I'm not surprised at all what he does.
Bumgarner is 2-0 with a 0.56 ERA in two games in the series, allowing just one run and seven hits in 16 innings of work. The teams will have the night off before heading back to Kansas City tomorrow for Game 6. In the NFL yesterday, the Texans rebounded from their three-game losing streak with a convincing 30-16 win over the Tennessee Titans. Arian Foster rushed his way to a fourth consecutive 100-yard game and scored all three touchdowns for Houston. Meanwhile, J.J. Watt was getting it done on defense, sacking Titans quarterback Zach Mettenberger twice and forcing a fumble. And as if to add insult to injury, Watt posed for a selfie after his first sack. When asked about it after the game, here's what JJ had to say.
Their quarterback had posted a few selfies this week, including one before the game, and it's just kind of a reminder, this is the National Football League, not high school. So welcome to the show.
I guess that means Zach Mettenberger has one less follower on Instagram. The Dallas Cowboys will look to improve to 7-1 tonight when they host the Washington Redskins up in Big D. Colt McCoy is expected to get the start at quarterback for the 2-5 Skins, who have been without injured starter Robert Griffin III since the second game of the season. Kickoff is at 7:30 with broadcasts on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. In the college game over the weekend, Mississippi State remains the number one team in the AP Top 25 poll. Completing the first five are Florida State, Alabama, Auburn, and Oregon. Notre Dame, Mississippi, Michigan State, Georgia, and TCU round out the top 10. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won the Martinsville Speedway on Sunday, a week after he was eliminated from the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Jeff Gordon was second, giving Hendrick Motorsports a 1-2 finish. And some sad news from the St. Louis Cardinals organization yesterday. Right fielder Oscar Taveras, one of the team's brightest young stars, died in a car crash in his native Dominican Republic. He was only 22. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Awards & More. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Howdy, my name is Linda Harvell, and I'm running for the College Station City Council Place 5, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and quality of life. Vote Linda Harvell for College Station City Council Place 5. Learn more about me at lindaharvellforcouncil.com. Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
About a minute till. Okay, so Zach Mettenberg has taken selfies of himself on the field in the past. Is that what J.J. Watt was referring to?
Yeah, I think he was putting something on Twitter yesterday that he's a big fan of the selfie.
Okay.
Is Zach Mettenberger.
I gotcha.
Apparently J.J. Watt didn't think that was all too cool.
Yeah, so. They're young. We'll see. Hey, did you watch any of that LSU game? Wow.
No, I was at a concert, but I saw the score. Oh. And that was nuts.
That's good college football. There's no doubt about that.
Actually football. Or yeah. Actually defense. That's weird.
Unfortunately, LSU is apparently getting better. Okay.
Yeah.
See how that works out. High temperature today, probably about 85, 86, something like that. We'll probably have a 40% chance of rain by Wednesday. We could use it, couldn't we? It's 64 now. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.